There's more than one way to tackle climate change. Last week, the Obama administration laid out a plan for reducing climate pollution that focused on rural areas. A key piece of that is pushing more farmers to install biogas digesters. Basically, that's a device that takes waste, like cow manure, and turns it into power, renewable energy, and has taken off in countries such as Germany and Sweden. Now Canada has a biogas plant of its own, only the source of the manure is a bit more exotic than cows and pigs. The World's Andrea Crossan reports.
A rhino named Vishnu is using his horn to smash a barrel to get the hay out of it. It's breakfast time at the Toronto Zoo. The smell in the indoor pen is ripe. This 8-year-old on a day trip with his mom is giving me his opinion on the subject.
I think it smells like whatever it's eating and whatever comes out the other end.
Which his little sister explains to me is...
poop.
Yeah, what she said. Vishnu poops about 25 pounds per day, and that poop piles up. Kyla Greenham is the zoo's curator of conservation and environment.
We have over 5,000 animals on site. From our large animal, large mammals, you'll be looking around 300 to 400 animals. That's why we can come up with 3,000 tons of manure every year.
Now there's a plan to turn that poop into power. The zoo has partnered with a company called ZooShare to build a biogas facility. The plant will produce electricity by harvesting methane from the waste.
It's basically a big concrete stomach.
That's Daniel Bedis. He's the executive director of ZooShare. He says that the 3,000 tons of zoo waste will be combined with 14,000 tons of organic waste from a large supermarket chain. The biogas will be fed into an engine that's used to generate electricity.
Inside of this stomach, the waste will break down with the assistance of heat. So it's kept at the same temperature as our bodies or a cow's stomach. And the whole thing is really meant to mimic the digestion process of a living being. And so there's bacteria, and it's mixed around on a constant basis. And these bacteria and microbes eat the waste, converting it into biogas and fertilizer.
ZooShare will then sell that power to the province of Ontario. Take, for example, Vishnu's poop, or rather, a year of Vishnu's poop.
In that, we can actually produce enough energy to electrify 4 homes for a year.
But Greenham says that not all zoo poop will be converted into renewable energy. Because of the risk of disease transmission to humans, they won't use monkey manure.
Their animal waste is actually controlled differently, where we specifically incinerate it or maintain it in a different environment so that it's properly disposed of.
The Munich Zoo in Germany has been generating energy from its animal waste for years, but Toronto is the first zoo in North America to harvest dung for biogas. ZooShare plans to break ground on the project this summer. And for their part, Vishnu and all of the other zoo animals just need to do what they do best.
He's awesome.
Amaze kids, eat loads, and poop like they're getting paid for it. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan, Toronto.